A snowy owl is settling into its new territory just outside Barrow. The owl was found emaciated in Anchorage late last year. Earlier this week, after more than 6 months of rehabilitation, it was released back to the wild. KBRW's Jake Neer has the story.
Surrounded by a throng of young kids and tourists snapping pictures, the snowy owl released Tuesday looked like a healthy, energetic, and slightly nervous wild animal. But that's an image the owl and her rescuers have spent months trying to pull off, according to Bird Treatment and Learning Center board member Blair Marlowe Christensen.
A woman was out hiking in Anchorage in November, and she came upon a snowy owl, which are obviously common in Barrow, but not common in Anchorage. And the owl didn't move, didn't run from her, didn't fly when she came upon it. So obviously something was wrong. Snowy owls do not like people at all. And so she put it in a box, which is also uncommon for a person to be able to put an owl in a box. And I don't recommend if you come upon an owl to try to pick it up. And she brought it in.
Bird TLC is an Anchorage-based rehabilitation and education center for all kinds of birds. Christensen says there was nothing physically wrong with the owl when it was brought to the facility in November. No broken bones or wings, but she says it was very low in its fat reserves and had a serious infection.
At first it wouldn't take any food. It was too weak. So we started on IVs, fluids, and then we started feeding it skin rats and stuff, mice, stuff like that. And then over the course of time, it was ready to be released, and so we just released it today.
But it took the owl a couple minutes after its cage was opened to figure out it was free to go.
Come on, buddy. Let's go.
There we go.
The owl immediately swooped away over the tundra toward a small hill to scout for food and claim its new territory. Christensen says this kind of thing never gets old.
It's always wonderful to release a bird back into their natural habitat, get them back where they're supposed to be. And it's wonderful to do with so many kids here and that obviously love seeing something like this and are so interested in seeing, you know, wild animals. They're so excited and it's just great.
Barrow Mayor Bob Harcharek had the honor of opening the owl's cage Tuesday afternoon.
Actually, it was exciting, especially to watch the expression on the bird, because when he was in the back of the cage and he was very shy, you know, I looked straight at him, he looked straight at me in the eye, and then he finally turned and saw the daylight, and he was just like, if a bird could glee, he had an expression of glee on his face.
Mayor Harcharek says it's particularly appropriate to be releasing the bird in Barrow, since the Inupiaq name for the traditional village means place of the snowy owl. And Harcharek says, based on what he saw Tuesday, the owl shouldn't have too difficult a time making Barrow its new home for the summer.
If you take notice, when he flew in that direction, every other bird that was there, the minor species, evacuated that place. He's claiming his territory, and I think he'll do well.
Harcharek and others scouted out an area close to town they felt had the most food and least competition for the snowy owl. When it comes to how the bird ended up in Anchorage in the first place, Bird TLC officials say she probably flew all the way down looking for food. But they can't rule out the possibility that she was intentionally removed from her traditional habitat. In Barrow, I'm Jake Neer.